do that.
Yeah, they do.
So I guess, and then the other question I have is on the amount of tax, the $10 per ounce. Mm-hmm. And I guess I was thinking of it as potentially taxed at different times or multiple taxes. So I was wondering if the $10 per ounce is an easier method of taxing, or would it be just a straight percentage? Would that be easier? But
That was another question. And this is much easier than, and I apologize, I don't have Barbara's notes, but that was a question that the code review committee asked, and I said, can we do this? And she gave me a reason why it's not a good idea.
But
do you remember?
They have to make a report to the state and pay taxes on it to the state based on the ounce. And we go by that report, basically, is what it amounts to.
Right.
It makes it much easier for Lee. I mean, we don't want to get into a system where we're charging a tax that actually costs a city money.
You're right.
Like we're selling water.
So it's 50, the state's charging $50 per ounce?
Correct. Right? For the bud.
From the cultivator.
Right.
And so that's why we're just tacking on another $10 at that same point, so it's easy reporting.
And And when they turn in their report, they have to turn in their report that they've reported to the state. It has to accompany their report to us.
Anything further?
Yeah, why'd we come with $10?
That's what the assembly had talked about during the workshop.
We talked about a 10%.
I remember 10%. Right. How did we come up with $10?
I thought that.
I think we looked at other municipalities, mm-hmm. and I forget which municipality had the $10.
I remember that.
But it's up to us.
We can
modify it, any part of this.
Mm-hmm.
But we just thought that was...
We're still going to have more reading, so I'll do a little research on it myself, too. Not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying I want to look at it, too.
I thought a whole bag of this stuff was only worth a nickel, so... I'm totally confused now.
Depends on how big your bag is.
I just want to clarify, if we... On April 11th, if the assembly chooses to modify the ordinance to change the amount, it'll go to another meeting. So the assembly won't pass it that evening. So, which is fine.
Okay.
So.
Any further comments or questions?
Oh, sorry, I found the other spot that I had highlighted. So under disposition of proceeds, it says the proceeds of the excise tax levied under this chapter shall be deposited by the Director of Finance in the general fund of the borough. So it's basically just going in the great big pot and then gets appropriated however we budget it, correct? So I was wondering if we shouldn't attach it to something in particular. And I know some other communities have done that. I don't know if you guys talked about that. And for me, the thing that stands out is... you know, supporting the schools in some way, because I feel like if you've got kids that are, you know, active, and it's sort of a good place to sort of stave off potential wrong turn.
And we did address that. And that was one thing that Assemblymember Gilbert had requested, that, you know, that would be a good idea for, like, the booster club for travel and such. And then after kind of discussion and then talking to Lee about it, you know, I chose his language because it can go there, and then the assembly every year or every 5 years or whatever can say how much has been put into this fund or how much have we collected. And then the assembly can decide during the budget time if they want to give that to an organization. And on the other side of that, talking to the attorney today, she is strongly opposed to attaching it in the ordinance to some specific organization. She said this is the way to do it. And I did check with other municipalities, and I couldn't find one that put it toward a specific place. They all went into the general fund. But I do want the assembly to know that if it does go to the general, it doesn't just go away and it's just absorbed. Finance Director Burgess had said that you know, the assembly can request at any time how much have we collected, and he can give a figure. And then the assembly can decide if they want it to go to an organization that year or whatnot, you know. So, and I think that would be a good idea if there's an organization that's struggling or, you know, something comes up or whatnot.
Yes.
And one organization that may be struggling is the city, so it's...
Or the school.
Mm-hmm. And I know that right now we're giving the maximum we can to the school, and there's a debate about whether Secure Rural Schools money, you can give more than that if it's that money, but... So whether or not we can give the maximum and give something else designated is a question in itself. But certainly the borough is going to be hard-pressed to maintain services. So, but if there's excess, you can always do various things for the school or somebody else. So, and if the Secure Rural Schools money goes away and this other money goes away, or the Senate bill, I mean, we're looking at a lot of money that schools
will get. It seemed to me like something such as travel or extracurricular activities wouldn't be included in that amount, since a lot of the travel of the students have to go out and bake sales and stuff like that for the money for travel anyway. And if that was the case, the money they would raise on those would go toward that. That's just my thinking.
That, and that's what they're doing. They're raising money to try to offset
travel.
What I mean is,
you got the city has a set amount they can contribute to the schools by law, and that does not those bake sales amount doesn't count toward that.
Right. Right.
The extracurricular activities, I don't think, would be included. But that's just my opinion. Not being an attorney, I think it's a reasonable person's opinion. Anything further on this?
I was just going to say, I think what I was thinking of is maybe the state of Washington that puts some of the tax or all of it designated towards schools.
Mm-hmm. So in Colorado.
Okay.
But that's the state.
Yes, that's what I was confusing that with. So.
I think if we designated it in the ordinance, it might come under the fall under that, though. Since it would be funding directed towards schools. But if we just say at a meeting and say, well, for travel purposes, this, you know, this year we're going to give this money to the school. You know, I think there would be a difference there.
I kind of thought of something too in between when we were kind of bouncing back and forth. You know, that, you know, it could be something that the different organizations could submit a letter and ask, you know, for that funding to be, you know, given to them. But then where do you draw the line? You know, and if you're so. It's. I think that this is the safest way to do it, at least for now. And the assembly could always change it in the future if they chose to do that.
One other thing that I've kind of heard around town is that we may see a change in what EMS may have to do in cases with this, or police actions or whatever. Maybe no different than alcohol, but I've just heard it around town. And I think putting it in the general fund, till we find out how our town reacts to the whole situation before we decide where to put it is probably a prudent idea.
Can I ask, regarding marijuana, how we would have to, EMS would have to respond?
Well, if they have more calls or something.
Oh, I see.
You know, but I don't know.
There's nothing that
we don't
I know
need
of.
To see, we yeah. need to see how it plays out.
You bet. There's nothing I know of from EMS standpoint with marijuana that we don't. I mean, opioids, absolutely, definitely nothing with marijuana. In my 15 or 16 years, I've actually never responded to a call for marijuana.
Yeah.
I've responded to a lot of calls for alcohol, but never to a call for marijuana.
Yeah. But, you know, we just don't know how it's going to play out.
Cheeto overdose.
Any further discussion on this item? Or poll?
Assemblymember Spasalka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B. An ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the minor offense fine schedule in Chapter 1.20, General Penalty of the Wrangell Municipal Code.
I move to approve the first reading of Ordinance Number 934 and move to a second reading with public hearing on April 11th, 2017.
Second.
Moved and second. Any discussion? Oh, please.
Assembly members Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13E, approval of special assembly meeting for Wednesday, April 5th, 2017 at noon to conduct a face-to-face interview with the final borough manager candidates in executive session.
Move to approve holding a special assembly meeting on Wednesday, April 5, 2017 for the purpose of an executive session to conduct face-to-face interviews with the final borough manager candidates.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
And that's at noon, you say?
That's at noon, yes. Okay. Hold on, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13F, approval of change order number one for the city dock lighting project.
Move to authorize the borough manager to issue change order number one in the amount of $2,501.03 to BNS Electric for changed electrical conditions to the city dock lighting project. Excuse me. Costs are scheduled to be paid from the Ports and Harbors Fiscal Year 17 Capital Projects Fund.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? I'd just like to point out the reason for this change order is that the plans were not correct and it was not the contractor's issue. Roll call, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13G, approval to waive the procurement requirements for water plant modifications.
Move to waive the procurement requirements for both purchasing and the hiring of employees for the water plant only in an amount up to $50,000, and that the borough manager and staff will keep the borough assembly updated at each meeting with the progress being made and any problems that may arise, effective to July 1, 2017.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Well, the only thing I got about that is this something we want to do right now? Knowing that, looking at other numbers, I mean, when we get these other numbers, we might come back and say we don't need to do this, and because we're going to spend $1 million on sand and put it in. I mean, is it, do you still want to pass this through right now and worry about that later? Or?
It's up to you. We probably are going to have a special meeting in the very near future, and we can pass on this if you'd like that. And we'll know more at that time what you may want to do. I think it might still be something where maybe we're not going to do all four bays
right
with new sand. Maybe we would do two and maybe still want to do some of this other work. So we can wait.
I mean, we could pass it through, I think, and then just
get out. Yeah. If it's,
huh? And we're not going
to vote to rescind it. If
we right, want. Exactly. Yeah.
So either way is fine, because like I said, in the very near future, we're going to probably have a special when we get the other information and numbers. And
okay.
Any further discussion? Hold on, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13H, discussion and possible action to move forward with the alternative phase one plan of the Wrangell Institute master plan.
Move to accept the Wrangell Institute Master Plan and Subdivision as prepared by Corvus Design with changes as recommended by staff and to take the necessary steps to begin development of the Master Plan beginning with Alternative Phase 1.
Second.
Moved and second. Any discussion?
Yes. I'd like to ask if there's a cost associated with that because the alternative is not very well fleshed out in the design documents that I've read, and if we have some kind of estimate of what we're signing up to.
In a nutshell, if you're looking at, and Carol can probably, but on page, this first picture page, so the first development, and this was their original plan, but the first development was on, looking at that, it's on the south side. Okay, the one issue we had with that is the where you have to access the sewer, is that right?
Yes.
Sewer, not water.
Sewer.
Yeah. Is north of that, down closer to the other end, on the north end, so you have to run sewer from there all the way down, and the extra cost to do that is substantial. And we just, you know, you need money to, if we're looking at buying the mill, we need money to sewer plant, we need money to do this. So we were looking at a way to be able to start out with the least cost possible for developing utilities. So that's why they had the alternate plan, which puts some, I think, 13, 14 lots on the north side right off the highway.
What's the best page to look at that?
Page, you're talking about cost estimates?
No, the phases.
The picture.
Phase one.
It's the only picture on there.
13 each.
Well, I thought
there's
48, 49, 50. 50 gives you the actual phases.
With the picture?
48 would be the preferred master plan. 50 is the phases, and then 54 is with the alternate phase one.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, so you'll see those lots, it says phase one alternate on the lower left. So we wanted some way to get started on this and get some lots up for sale without having to put out hundreds of thousands of dollars just to get sewer over to the other side before we even started. And it still left room in the middle there for ANSEP if that didn't happen, something else. So what was the price tag for the original phase one, phase, do you remember?
Yeah. Okay, Carol Rushmore's is talking over here. So on page 62, it starts giving you the cost estimates to do the original phase one. It's a total of $827,828,000, and it's roughly $160,000, give or take, extra to run from the end of the gravity feed sewer over to the original phase one. Page 66 gives you the cost estimates for the alternate, which is about $575,000. So you're saving about $300,000 by doing the alternate.
So what are we, how many lots are we going to open up by doing that phase one?
The alternate has about 13 or 14 lots.
And the size of those lots?
They're not in here, and that was what EDC wanted to be included. I think we have it when we had our original discussions back in November, December, and I don't have it with me.
The lots in phase one on the other
side?
The lots on phase one on the other side? Do you remember how big those were?
Those were some of the smaller lots. They're in here somewhere. That's on page.
But some of these lots over here look like they're a little bigger. Some look like they're.
Yeah. Page 49 gives you the size of the lots for the original phase one. So they're roughly, give or take, half an acre. Okay. Some maybe a tad smaller.
So that alternative would be.
Roughly about the same.
Yeah, some of those might be a little bigger. Some of them would be about the same. Or a little smaller.
Are these lots located up in what we would consider the commercial area above it?
No, it's these spots right here.
Oh, right here in the corner.
Yeah, right along Institute.
And that's where the sewer has to be attached.
So, my next question is, we're talking 14 lots, is that what we said? Mm-hmm. What's our estimated cost of selling one of these lots?
Okay, so if they're approximately half an acre, that's on page 73. I don't have them for the alternates, and again, that was what EDC had requested to, they could include that in here, but roughly, you're looking at half an acre, anywhere from, and this is an estimate, entirely an estimate, from $20,000 to $35,000, depending on the size of the lot, so half an acre to an acre.
Okay.
But that's on page 73 is where they're estimating.
And that's to break even on the cost to put in road and utilities?
Maybe I'm getting the wrong page. That's the existing subdivision. Oh, I have the wrong page there. I think it's closer to 30,000. Third of an acre would be around 30,000.
And we would, whatever that would be to break even on the sale of the lots, and maybe we'd make some on that, but the goal is to get them out, increase your tax base, get people building on them, and long term that would be the goal.
It'd open the area up too.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's like a lot of things, once you start having a few houses built, it kind of, everybody wants in on the industrial lots up there. We couldn't give one away, and then once they started going, they went so fast, and we sold 15 of them, and they were gone, and now people want them.
It's amazing, the expansion up there.
Mm-hmm. And a lot more people, last time we bid them, didn't get lots because we only had a couple to bid out. So,
any further discussion on this item? For what page?
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13I, approval of a professional design contract to Jensen Yerba Lot Incorporated for the public safety building roofing and siding replacement project.
Move to authorize the borough manager to enter into a professional design service contract with Jensen Yerba Lot in a fixed fee amount of $17,870 with funds to be paid from the fiscal year 17 capital budget for public safety building roofing and siding replacement task.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Well, I noticed that on the proposal, the dollar amount was $5,000 less than what we're requesting here.
I don't see that in Amber's thing, but I think what that extra $5,000 is, and I could, she had to go because she's been sick all day, mm-hmm. but I believe that is to add the school roof, or not the school, but the pool things we want to do there also, so those are designed also, so the siding and the roofing at the pool. Mm-hmm. And I think what happens originally, we just asked them to do the public safety building, but the extra five, I'm almost positive that's what that's for.
For the pool? It really needs
to design
it.
The pool, the siding at the pool and the roof. So to do the design work.
That's
so
the design, not the labor and materials, right?
It's just the design.
That kills me.
Yeah.
And if you're going to bid it out, you have to have something that specs everything out and all the documents about that thick. And
well, I know at the public safety building, in a big rainstorm, we have water pouring down between the sheeting on the outside and the building. It's pouring down, and we had to move boots off of the one wall because it was filling boots with water.
Is it still doing that?
Yeah, I believe it stopped now, but this was...
Well, they went up there, and I think there was a drainage problem, and I don't know why these were designed that way, but the roof comes down, and then the drain, the gutter, and then the roof continues. So it's in the middle of the roof, and every one of those we've had issues with, and why they don't run it all the way to the end.
But they did that at the pool. They did it at the public safety building. I can't remember if they did it at the Nolan Center also, but that's what was happening. And
so it just freezes up.
Work, but what will happen is you tear into that, the siding, and then if you got structural damage, you got to repair that too. But what the deal is we're going to put metal on the siding. There's metal on the public safety building on the north side facing the American Legion. Mm-hmm. And that looks, you know, it looks fine. It's
a jail.
Yeah. But it certainly, that looks way better than what you see up there now. So hopefully it will last a lot longer. You don't get into having to pressure wash it and paint it every few years. And so hopefully the maintenance will be a lot less.
Any further discussion?
Assemblymember Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Yes. And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file. You were given a copy of that. Item 15, executive session. We have none, and we will adjourn at 7:56 p.m.